Well, we got some wild texts for today. We got earthquakes and winds and fire, storms that rage all night but end with a ghostly Jesus and a drowning disciple. This gospel is such a weird text, and it's so easy to land in problematic territory. Believe more in Jesus so you don't drown. I feel like this text has been used over the years as a litmus test of who really believes in Jesus. But I really don't think that's what this is about. This is not about Peter's lack of faith or the disciples' lack of faith or even our lack of faith, since I'm guessing none of you have seen a ghostly Jesus in the middle of night and walked on water at his beck and call. Anybody? All right, we're in good company. Don't think the moral of this story is to have more faith or else. It's also really tempting to make this story into an allegory for life. As the disciples face the storms, we too face many storms in life. Metaphorical storms. Oh, the storms of life will come and go, and you best cling to Jesus through the best of them, or you will surely drown. I don't know. I also don't want to domesticate this story, because this is a strange thing, right? It's really challenging when we hear these miracle stories not to ask, if God actually rules the seas and weather, then why won't God stop other things like war, natural disasters, greed and evil, disease? You fill in the blank. I sometimes wish that God worked like this more often, walking on water, calming the winds, awe-inspiring superhero kind of moments. I wish that Jesus worked like Thanos, that supervillain with his infinity gauntlet who was able to go like this and make powerful, sustainable change, even though he kind of used his power for evil, right? But good intentions, maybe? But instead, this is what we get, people. This is a strange, unbelievable encounter between wind-whipped, sleep-deprived, terrified disciples and a ghostly phantom walking on water, Jesus. I was reminded this week in the commentaries that this line, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" This is actually not a phrase that condemns Peter. If we remember what Jesus says in these verses prior to this about little things, we can feel really encouraged. For little yeast becomes bread dough that feeds a whole village. Mustard seeds turn into giant shade trees for birds of all shapes and sizes. One person's lunch feeds 18,000 people. From tiny little things comes unfathomable healing and wholeness, God's abundance for the whole neighborhood. The fact that Peter could walk on water at all is pretty incredible. I've never witnessed anyone be able to do this. And from Peter's little wayward, slightly awkward faith comes this wide and deep community of faith that we are now a part of today. A foundation that started on the shaky doubter who ends up denying Jesus at the cross. Peter, who struggled and wrestled and got things wrong all the time. We can take Peter's experiment as an invitation to try brave, impossible things. Taking risks is an important part of faith. It means we may get wet, we may fail, but the good news is God always promises to pick us back up and throw us back into the boat when we need it. A little faith means we are called to get out of our comfort zones sometimes. We can also hold on to what else Jesus says in this text. He tells the rest of those terrified disciples on that stormy night, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Tried my hardest to avoid the allegories, but maybe we can take this as a storm kind of metaphorical or literal sense kind of way, but not in a believe or else kind of way. Perhaps this is more about how God promises to show up for us and less about how we are called to react or believe. In the midst of great storms, literal or allegorical, it is difficult, impossible sometimes to see the presence of the sacred beyond the sheer terrifying, humbling power and chaos. For storms blow away our protections, our theologies and our pedigrees, our books and self-help podcasts and deep breathing exercises. Storms, by their very nature, knock down our defenses, our relationships, our protections, the things we love best. Storms expose all the things we put our trust in that will actually never save us, only contribute to our drowning. And so perhaps today, this reading can be a literal and figurative reminder that in the midst of all the storms, God promises to be steadfast and present. God does not run away or comes closer. God speaks in wind and rain and also silence. And the message is always, do not fear. Take heart. What little you have is actually all you need. And I am here. Perhaps the cheesiest line that Pastor CJ will ever write, we are not promised a pain-free, always sunny kind of life, but we are promised in the midst of terrifying storms that come, we do not face them alone. I take great comfort, actually, in that the makers of this sanctuary kind of looks like a boat, right? You look up, you see the rafters. It's got this like warm wood. We're all in this boat together, friends. And I'm so grateful you come back week after week to be in the boat together, to wrestle with these things in the midst of the storms we face. Now, I've had a hymn stuck in my head all week. And so I finally said, okay, Holy Spirit. And I did a little research on it. And I can't even tell you where I heard this hymn. It's an old spiritual written by Charles Tingley. And he was a janitor that became a pastor of an African American Methodist Episcopal Church. He's most famous for writing that civil rights anthem, We Shall Overcome. But he wrote a bunch of others too. And he pastored during the Reconstruction years of the early 1900s. He was never enslaved, but his parents were. And he wrote this song in particular to be a teaching tool for his community, a prayer they could put in their pocket and remind them of God's steadfast love, a community that was living indeed in the midst of terrible storms, the end of slavery and yet the rise of Jim and Jane Crow laws, storms of poverty, high communicable diseases, and so high death rates, in particular among children. And so when I finally took this earworm in my head and I looked at the lyrics, they surprised me. It's not a hokey, pull yourselves up by your own bootstraps kind of song, or a shaming, I need to believe more so the storms don't wreck me. It's this prayer, a heartfelt prayer to God to not abandon God's people when the storms come, when life is hard. And so, dear ones, I don't know what you all are going through this week, what storms you are facing, or who else needs it, but I'm going to share this earworm with you. I invite you to take a breath. Doing lots of breathing today. You can close your eyes even if you want, and I'm just going to sing this song for you. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. Amen. Thanks be to God.